All right. Welcome, everybody. This is Bill Pesco-Solito, and I am your host and your special guest trainer for today's Daily Dose of Awesome. The Daily Dose of Awesome is the daily dose of training and inspiration and just awesomeness provided by Elite Marketing Pro. Now, if you're not aware, Elite Marketing Pro is a fantastic online marketing system to help your build your business online for your network marketing business, your home-based business, your direct sales business, whatever type of business you have. If you are struggling to generate leads or struggling to build it online, Elite Marketing Pro is a fantastic training platform and system to help you build that. So that's a little bit about Elite Marketing Pro. This is the Daily Dose of Awesome that is there for all members. And I am, as I mentioned, Bill Pesco-Solito, your special host today, special guest trainer today, filling in for Fernie Ceballos, who is on sabbatical, I think. I don't even know where he is. Vacation, something. In any case, so I'm excited to be here. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm going to be speaking to you here and training on 5 tips to be more productive in your business. And I'm going to speak with you here for the next, 10 or 15 minutes. So just a short burst of awesomeness, hopefully, that you'll get a lot of value of and help you with your business. Now, if you're anything like me, you sometimes tend to procrastinate, or you sometimes tend to feel overwhelmed with all these different things that you feel you need to do to get things done within your business. And perhaps you feel that you're not as productive as you wish you were, or you're just not getting as much stuff done as you think you have to do. And this is a very common thing. This is natural. And if you're feeling this way at all, if you have any feelings or thoughts, or you're thinking, yeah, that sounds like me, the good news is you're in large company, right? A lot of people struggle with this same thing. They struggle with a lack of productivity, a feeling of overwhelm, a feeling of a mounting to-do list that seems to never go away. And again, you're in good company. So I'm going to talk to you today about 5 tips to help you kind of squash these things and be more productive in your business. Now, recently I was actually reading an article from Business Insider. And in the article, they interviewed a professor from Georgetown named Cam Newport. And this guy is a professor. He is an author. He's speaking all the time. He's written several books. If he's done one thing, he's really mastered his ability to be productive and to get as many things done and still have a good work-life balance. And one of the things they talk about is being productive and getting a lot of things done shouldn't have to mean that you're working from 9 in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. In fact, if you look at the most successful people, the most successful entrepreneurs, business owners, CEOs, they're people who actually are very successful at getting a lot done in a relatively short amount of time. They're not necessarily having to take work then home with them and work until the wee hours, late at night, or if they're an entrepreneur working at home, they're not having to spend all day long and all night long working. They actually are able to condense things down and focus on what's really important and get those things done. So the 5 tips, I'm going to start with tip number 1, and that is eliminate to-do lists. Now, I know you're probably saying, what, a to-do list? Wouldn't that be your first recommendation I should start doing? Well, yes and no. To-do lists are a good start, but instead of creating a to-do list, instead, I want you to identify the tasks or projects that you need to get done, and don't just write out a to-do list, right? A to-do list kind of ends up looking like a grocery shopping list. You go to the grocery store, you're like, I need eggs, I need celery, I need flour, I need wheat, I need beer, I need, potatoes, and it's just this long list of stuff you get at the grocery store. And that's what, my to-do lists, oftentimes would look like that, it's this long, long list of stuff. So instead of having just a to-do list, just this long laundry list of stuff to do, identify the tasks that you need to get done and schedule them into your calendar, right? Actually create a specific time and then a specific length of time that you are going to allocate to work on this specific task or project. Right? So this is a very different way of looking at things, and a very different way of handling and managing all the things you have to do. So you really got to ditch that long to-do list, because again, that to-do list is weird. You just kind of check things off if and when you get them done. And oftentimes there might be the top one or two things on your to-do list that you accomplish, but there's still this long list, you know, number 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 8 and 12 and 15 on the to-do list that never get done, that just get bumped onto the next day or some, you know, indefinite time in the future. And when you operate this way, that to-do list just continues to mount and mount and mount, and you're not really tackling that, right? Again, it becomes almost intimidating because you just see all these things in your to-do list. You're like, oh my God, I have so many things I have to do. And it becomes very intangible. It's just this list of stuff that has to get done at some point in the future. And that can be intimidating. That can actually set yourself up for failure. However, when you have a specific task or project or thing that you have to work on and you have it scheduled in your calendar, then it takes on a whole different angle here. Then it's not this huge to-do list that you're overwhelmed and like, oh my gosh, when am I going to ever get this stuff done? Instead, you're now looking at your calendar and you're saying, okay, it's my calendar says it's now 5 p.m. and I now need to work on this. And it says I need to work on it from 5 until 6 or from 5 until 5:30. And that really reduces that overwhelm. It reduces that kind of, oh my God, there's this mounting stuff. Am I ever going to accomplish this feeling? And allows you to simply focus on what is right in front of you in your calendar. All right? So, and here's the thing. Unless it's in your calendar, unless these things you have to get done are literally scheduled a certain time in your calendar, the to-do list is just wishful thinking. That's all it really is. It's just wishful thinking and more than likely setting yourself up for failure. So another way to look at it is that if you don't know how long something's going to take you to accomplish, you're also setting yourself up for failure. Because if you haven't scheduled time around it and it's just there, you know, you might not know when it's going to get done or if it's going to get done. And that's another way of setting yourself up for failure. So the beauty of putting it in the calendar too is that if you're like me and you tend to procrastinate things, part of procrastinating is because you're thinking, I have so many things to do, I don't know which one to do, I don't know where to start. And so it becomes easier to, you know, organize your desk, you know, for the third time that day, as opposed to actually diving into the tasks at hand. Well, if it's written in your calendar, this is going to help eliminate procrastination, because now you're not having to sit here and decide, what should I do, how long should I do it for, which of these things should I tackle first. The calendar is telling you what to do, right? The calendar made the decision for you. So if I look at my calendar and here it is, you know, let's say it's 11 a.m. and my calendar says, write an email to the list, take from 11 to 1140 and write that email to send to the list. Well, the decision-making process is now done. I don't have to sit here and think, should I do this? Should I do that? What should I do? My calendar's telling me what to do, right? So it's going to eliminate the possibility for more procrastination, because there really isn't many decisions for me to make. The decision has been made for me. Does that make sense? You guys get that? It's pretty powerful. Now, the second tip I've got for you is to actually make a plan for the entire week, right? Map out your week. I think one thing that you know, unfortunately, unsuccessful people do is they think only about today. And they don't think at all about tomorrow. They don't think at all about any long-term thinking. Successful people, productive people, have both a right here, right now, what do I have to do to accomplish this task mode, but they also have long-term thinking. They think out. They think forward. All right? So the best way to do that is to actually, for example, every Monday, take 30 minutes at whatever time on Monday and map out your week. Think about what you want to get accomplished for the week. Think about sort of the bigger picture tasks. You know, don't just think about, you know, I need to write a blog post, but think maybe bigger things. And literally map out throughout the week the times that you're going to work on these different projects and these different things. And again, if it's there written in your calendar, that's solving a lot of problems of lack of productivity. Because again, you're hopefully solving the procrastination. You're solving the indecision. You're solving the overwhelm of, I've got so many things to do. When am I going to get this all done? Well, no, because now you're just looking at what is in the calendar. What is my calendar telling me I have to do? And you got to be loyal to your calendar, right? Don't just, you know, let your calendar actually become your boss. So when you set out, you know, on that Monday, and when you map out that calendar for the week, and you write in those specific things for those specific times, make that ironclad, you know, and don't let other things come in and distract you. And obviously, when it's in your calendar and it's now that block of time and you're working on whatever, you know, Facebook gone, email gone, phone gone, distractions gone. You literally need to hyper-focus and put the horse blinders on and just only work on whatever that thing is. There's plenty of other time for Facebook and email and all that other stuff, right? So don't let those things distract you. Be loyal to your calendar and be dedicated to whatever your calendar is telling you to do, and that's going to improve your productivity quite a bit. Now, the tip number three, the third tip, is do less things. Really. Do very few things, but be great at them. A big part of lack of productivity, a big part of, you know, this, the overwhelm of, I got so much stuff to do and so little time, is because you think you have all these things to do. You'll never get all this stuff done. But believe it or not, not everything is essential. You know, not all tasks are created equal. Not all things are of the same importance. So you start doing fewer things, you'll become more productive. And you have to stop saying yes to everything. Not everything needs to get done, or at least not by you, and maybe some things don't even need to get done at all. So the best thing you can do to start improving your productivity and to find more time to get the essential things done is to start saying no to certain projects or tasks or items that just simply aren't essential. So ask yourself, what are the three most important things, like the two or three most essential things that need to get done for your business, and not, don't just prioritize those, make those the only things and have them in your calendar. And then the other stuff can be eliminated. It could be outsourced. It could just be, you know, eliminated altogether. Maybe there's someone that could do it for you, or a VA or whatever. But I'm telling you, probably 80% of the things right now that you think you need to get done that are taking your time and bogging you down are not essential things to move your business forward. So now that you've eliminated a lot of things and you've narrowed down what you're going to actually work on to two or three, you know, specific things, dive into those and become really amazing and awesome at doing just those things. Because that's how also you can become known for something. That's how you can build a brand, right? If you just focus, hyper-focus, and get really, really awesome at a couple of things, it's how you can really provide more value into the marketplace, because you haven't spread yourself thin, you haven't watered yourself down, you've become really hyper-focused and really good at a couple things that can make you even better and better at those things, and that's how you can put more value into the marketplace and help build your brand and help more people. Does that make sense? So that was number three. The number four tip for you today is what I call go deep, not wide, or what the professor in this article from Georgetown called shallow work versus deep work. All right, there's basically two types of work that we do in any given day. There's shallow work and there's deep work. Now, shallow work would be checking emails, you know, popping into Facebook groups and answering questions or just seeing what's going on in Facebook groups. Shallow work might be attending another training because it's easier for you to attend a training and watch a webinar and watch someone else train than you actually produce something yourself, right? That's the big thing that holds us back. Administrative stuff is another example of shallow work. Emailing back and forth, shuffling emails around, example of shallow work. Looking at your stats, your team stats, your own stats, your blog stats, you know, whatever, that's example of shallow work, right? This is stuff that's also kind of known as busy work. It kind of falls into this non-essential category. Now, in contrast, we've got deep work. You know, deep work would be, for example, creating content. Deep work would be emailing your list. Deep work, generally speaking, would be profit-producing activities. You know, whether maybe you're creating a webinar or you're creating a video sales letter or you're writing a sales page or again or an email follow-up sequence or doing a video or whatever. Deep work basically is things that will enhance and advance your business. It'll attract more customers to you. It'll move your customers through that customer journey. Or move the prospects, right? Take a prospect from being a prospect to a customer, right? These are examples of deep work. Basically, anything that pushes you, right? Anything that pushes your current abilities to the limit and produces high results and improves your skills, that is deep work. And deep work gets big results. So once you can identify what the shallow work is and really identify what the deep work is and just eliminate the shallow and focus on the deep, you're going to find that you're getting bigger results, more results. You're going to feel much more productive, massive productivity, and you'll actually have more time in the day. You'll have more free time as a result because you've eliminated all this non-essential stuff and this shallow work, and you focus only on what's most important. Now, I'm sure you've probably heard of the author Tim Ferriss. Tim Ferriss, he's the author of The 4-Hour Workweek, and actually he's got a new show on right now on TV, which you may have seen. It's called Be Fearless, or Being Fearless, Fearless, I think. Anyway, Tim Ferriss has a really cool idea, and this is a tip for you, and you might be like, what? I can't do this, but just listen to me and hear me out. To be more productive and to reduce this clutter and reduce this overwhelm and reduce all this sense of I got a million things to do, try this one thing. Don't check emails for the first 2 hours of your day. Now, if you're anything like me, if you're anything like most people, checking emails might be one of the very first things you do. Same thing checking Facebook. It falls in the same category. You probably, maybe even wake up and you grab your phone and the first thing you do is open up Facebook or open up your email. Before you've even gone to the bathroom or brushed your teeth, you're checking emails and checking Facebook because you're like, I've got to see what's happening, what's going on. But here's the deal. Stop doing that. Don't check email. Don't check Facebook. Don't check any of that stuff for the first 2 hours of your day. Now, this might sound impossible. You might think, wow, the world's going to stop if I don't do this. But I'm telling you, it's not. It'll end up actually freeing your mind and allowing you to focus on, again, the most important things and not let these little things, these Facebook questions or these emails, become a saboteur of what you really need to get done. Now, here's the thing you have to also understand. There are no emergencies on Facebook or that come through an email, right? So no one's drowning. The world isn't crumbling. If there was an emergency, that person would call you. They're not going to email you, right? Emergencies get phone calls. Non-emergencies you get emails. So free yourself of this desire or feeling this need to have to always check email or have to always check Facebook. You don't have to. Trust me. Believe me, you don't. It can wait. It's not an emergency. Now, lastly, our time is coming to a close here in another minute or two, but the fifth and final tip for you is on how to maximize your time. All right? So the challenge is that I think a lot of times, in order to feel productive, we feel like we have to work maybe for 2 or 3 or 4 hours just straight, like these big, huge blocks of time. We're just like hyper-focused and working away for a long amount of time. But the problem here is that is actually very counterproductive work mode. And from just a brain capacity standpoint and how much you can literally commit bandwidth-wise, studies have shown that if you break your work up into blocks of time, you'll get a lot more done in those blocks than if you had a long stretch of, say, 2 or 3, 4 hours straight where you're trying to do a marathon work session. So for me personally, I like to break things up into a 40-minute block of time. So it's a 40-minute block where I'm just working for those 40 minutes straight on whatever thing I have to work on. And then the key is you've got to take a break, right? You must take a break. If you don't take a break, you kind of ruin this whole, block mode. And very important, your break can't be checking emails. Right, your break can't be hopping into Facebook and seeing what's going on in the Facebook groups. Right, your break should be something like getting up, walking around, going outside, having a cup of tea, maybe a quick walk around the block. A break should be a short, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes, but it's got to be a break. Has to be completely non-work related. It has to be an actual break from work, because the idea is that after that break, you went right back into a massively hyper-focused 40-minute block. Right. So for me, I like to do 40 minutes, 10-minute break, 40 minutes, 10-minute break. It helps productivity. It helps me get a lot of stuff done, and I think it'll help you as well. So that's what I have for today for you. Those were my 5 tips on how to be much more productive in your business. I hope you enjoyed them. If you do, you know, comment below. We'd love to hear, you know, any ideas that you have as well. So right now, if you liked this and got value, just type 1. Just type the number 1 below. Say 1 means, yep, I liked it, or I got value, or this is helpful. Just type the number 1. And if you have any tips of your own, like what are some things that you do to be more productive, feel free to add those below as well. We'd love to hear your feedback. We'd love to hear your thoughts on what's working for you. So again, type a 1 if you got value from this. Type what your own tips are or your own strategies are for your improved productivity below. And that is going to conclude today's Daily Dose of Awesome for the Elite Marketing Pro community. And again, this is Bill Pesco-Solito, and we will see you next time. Bye, and thanks for showing up.